This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the effects of training morality. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are listening to A to Z, and we want to talk about the effects of training and nurturing and upbringing on the morality and ethical aspect of a person. Well, as all of us know, that a person develops his personality through his actions and also through ideas which one holds. So our ideas and our beliefs on one side and our actions and our habits on other side together make our personality and make us what we are. So that is the moral and ethical aspect of our personality, the habits we build with the passage of time, the deep-rooted traits and qualities which we have in our character, how they are developed. This is the topic of ethics. In ethics and morality, we talk about this, how the inner traits and qualities are gained, how to gain the virtue, how to gain the excellence. So in this regard, the training plays an important role. But first, we should know that training is not the sole cause of gaining the virtue. Training is not the sole cause of gaining the excellence or avoiding the bad habits. So it is the one portion. It plays a one part in reaching the goal of gaining the excellence and virtue. So actually, what is a virtue? Well, first, we should understand what are the ethics and what are the virtues which we want to gain. And what are those bad habits or bad qualities? Well, any type of a good habit or any type of excellence, any type of virtue is not just about doing good things, because one may do good things just because of his inner disposition. There is no intellection, there is no rationality behind it. So, for example, there is a person who spends money whenever that is needed. So he does this because of his disposition. He is a person, or he has been grown in a family where there is he saw every people spending money a lot. So he takes this trait from them, but that is not enough for the person to gain the excellence. That is not excellence. What is excellence? When you rationalize this, when you make the child understand why he is doing and spending his money, so the good trait or a virtue is not just about an action. It's about an action that rises from rationality. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z, and we are talking about the effect of training on morality. Well, as we talked before, that virtue or an excellence is a kind of habit which grows in light of reasoning, in light of intellection and thinking. So if you deprive a habit from this aspect, it does not remain a virtue, because it may arise from another motives. So what role a training plays in developing excellence and good having good morality? Well, as you know, that actually every virtue is a potential. Every excellence is an inner potential. And this potential needs to be realized. It needs to be actualized. So the only role a trainer can play is to help someone gain the ability to realize his inner quality. You cannot make someone become virtuous. You cannot make someone gain excellences. It is his task. He can gain excellences by himself, by learning how to think rightly and by practicing how to act rightly. So it depends upon his own personality. You cannot change him by forcing him. It's just training is just about helping a person to grow good habits and helping a person and guiding him to learn how to think rightly. So the training is just like you open the door and tell the person, please pave the path of perfection by your own. So actually, this all process of training is about enlightening someone by showing him the right path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.